This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fancy Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Hey, usually G-Bags in the conference room, you know, getting everything squared away. What's going on? Where is everybody?
There's a Rangers game after us, so.
We're leading into the Rangers today?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Is that why you're confused by what I wrote instead of crosstalk?
Yeah. Usually Kevin writes crosstalk with G-G-G-G-G-G-bag.
I hope everybody knows that.
G-G-G-G-G-bag. I hope everybody also knows I delete all the G's.
Oh, what?
I do on my own run sheet just because I'm like, nope, I'm not doing that. But I still care for you, and that's what's most important.
Doesn't feel like it.
See,
did you hear that? That was a judgmental, I agree with Kevin. I read everything into that,
He says so much with
I know. And everybody's got somebody in their life that they make those noises or comments. I do that as well. And you're like, I know exactly what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like a caveman language. That grunt, you're like, I got like two sentences out of that. Sorry, Alec.
Caveman grunt.
Yeah, that's what, but I knew exactly what he meant.
Yeah, yeah, you did, Kevin. And I'm proud of you for knowing things. I'll be at the Bearded Monkey tomorrow night, 7 to 10, the Bearded Monkey Sports Bar and Grill. This place is awesome, by the way. And we're going to be watching the game. It'll be a lot of fun.
You can say what game it is.
It's the big game.
Oh my God.
We'll be watching the game and Micah Parsons' autograph helmet there. Very rare at this point now. So be ready to have that. You could register to win that. Other things you could win as well. But
give it back to us for a piece of
them. 905 North State Highway 78 in Levon, Texas. So my sister lives right in that area and she was like, you're in my neck of the woods. So I'll be hanging out there tomorrow night during the game.
Can I admit something to you? Up until a couple of weeks ago, I was talking with somebody from my church who lives in Levon, Texas. I did not actually know there was a Levon, Texas.
You knew there was a lake.
Yes. We're all familiar with Lake Levon, but I didn't know. Sometimes lakes just have names that aren't the name of the city. So, like...
Name one lake.
I don't know. Probably. I was afraid you were going to ask me that.
White Rock Lake.
Is Lake Travis...
White Rock Lake is literally right there in the middle of Dallas.
Yeah, but it's not for White Rock, Texas.
But it's not Dallas Lake.
Yeah, exactly. So see, that exists, but I did not know. Thank you. I was like, I hope you didn't ask me this. There was a Levon, Texas until just a couple weeks ago.
Grapevine Lake. Where's that? Nobody knows.
Grapevine.
Good job, man. I'm proud of you. Some significant news. We're not going to talk a lot of basketball this year
this
football season as we get rolling. But there's some interesting basketball information popping out.
Tell me.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
This story is absolutely fascinating to me. I don't know if it's the same for you. But according to Pablo.
Yep. Let me pause real quick. The only reason it's not it's not that I don't think it's fascinating. I don't think it's as shocking as other people seem to think. Like, I think this happens all of the time, but to be caught like so kind of red-handed because the business that you were doing fake endorsements for went out of business. That's what takes it to the next level.
Watch this, Alec. What's more shocking to you then, Kevin?
Okay.
Finding this out or finding out that a mom would send some messages like that to her daughter? Did I just...
Dude.
It was a news story, y'all. So it was already out there.
I...
Check out Unknown Number, y'all. It's fascinating.
Stunning.
Fascinating.
I'll just say it is a stunning turn of events.
Adrian told me the other night. She said, hey, I want to watch this Netflix documentary. And I was like, what's it called? She said, Unknown Number. And I was like, oh, it's a news story. That yeah, I've heard this news story before.
I did not know the story.
From the moment I started watching it, I was captivated. So that's what I was
super entertaining.
From the moment. Why is my kid calling me right now? He knows what I do for a living, right?
You know it's not going to be important. Well, that's the thing. But which kid?
Dad, can I have $10 for lunch? Dude, we have sandwich stuff at the house. Make a peanut butter and jelly. Grill it.
Yeah, and doesn't he realize by calling you that undercuts his case? Like, even if you didn't have food at home, if he's calling you in the middle of a segment, let alone the segment that you are running.
I don't know if he knows that 1 o'clock is the C block.
That's kind of his fault, isn't it? How does he not know the segment that's named after you?
Good question.
All right.
Oh, he just said yes. All right.
Let's have a quick side.
Kawhi Leonard signed a $28 million endorsement deal for a no-show job with a fraudulent tree planting company funded by $50 million from Clippers owner Steve Ballmer, according to documents obtained by Pablo Torre. It was their way of circumventing the salary cap.
Yes.
And I think it's fascinating because we discuss this potentially happening all the time.
Right.
Why doesn't Jerry Jones just say, hey, and you know what? I think it's one of the reasons Jerry Jones likes to have face-to-face with the player rather than the agent. Because the agent is going to say, no matter what Jerry Jones told you you can have after your career's over, he can't guarantee it.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones will tell you, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm around, you will have this available to you. And just look at Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin has been a made man, essentially, his entire career and after his career because he is part of the family for Jerry Jones. And so I'm not saying, but everybody's like, oh, why doesn't Jerry Jones just offer some land to so-and-so to become a free agent? And with this happening with Kawhi Leonard, I agree. I don't think it's shocking to the extent that there aren't other people out there doing it. Now, the fact that the information came out is pretty shocking because there could be other teams out there that are like, crap, we got to hide. We got to go start hiding stuff now.
And the whole reason it came out, well, first of all, Pablo Torre he's on a heater right now, man. He's taking folks down left and right. But the whole reason all this information was available, and then props to him for getting people with the company to speak with him, is because they went bankrupt and there's all these documents that are available to the Freedom of Information Act. And so like for companies who don't fit that bill, they're like, yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
But I always thought when we were building the star, Jerry should have cut like 5 crooked deals where he goes, you also get 1% ownership stake in the star.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes. Now, obviously, you don't want to give up too much. That's a lot of stuff right there.
I get you.
You know, have one of those extra businesses. Now, one of our friends, Gambo, in the Phoenix area. My wife's in Phoenix right now, as a matter of fact. But one of our friends, and Alec, I'm going to need your help on this.
Alec, were you shocked when we both said Gambo simultaneously?
You didn't just say that. It was Gambo!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it was super enthusiastic.
This goes back to like a decade ago. And we've been talking with Spittle about this forever. It's like we got there and you're like, you're listening to Phoenix's number one sports host, Gambo. And we just thought that was amazing. And so every time we were there, we were like, what does Gambo think though? And Spittle would be like, did you guys hear about Gambo? Mm-hmm. And so we have like a disproportionate amount of Gambo talk. So when you said it was Gambo, we were really excited.
When you said a host in Phoenix, I immediately was like, it's got to be Gambo because I don't think there's any other hosts in Phoenix.
Not any that matter.
Well,
ouch.
I will say, I think
be the, Gambo or be nothing.
I think the Speed Freaks might be out of there.
Oh, actually, I really
so,
like them.
Yeah,
never mind.
Kenny and Crash.
Kenny and Crash. Love them. You're the best.
But that being said, you said he has a new interesting report regarding the Kawhi Leonard $28 million no-show job.
Yeah, so he quote tweeted the Pablo Torre video and said the story is fascinating. From what I know from sources, when Kawhi signed with the Clippers, the Toronto owner Larry Tannenbaum was beside himself because he believed that he'd been over backwards trying to get Kawhi to sign, including calling three sponsors to meet Kawhi's demand of an extra $15 million in endorsement money.
Wow. Mm. Which, by the way, when it comes to that, the you know, if you can only pay so much because of the salary cap, like, hey, I'm limited to this.
Right.
If you're a player, guarantee me a couple endorsements, and this can sweeten the pot for sure. Like, I don't know how that's written into the contracts, but
it's not that you can't put that in the contract, or else that is easily trackable as circumventing the salary cap. That's why the thing I thought they did with Tom Brady was so amazing. And Tom Brady's like, oh, yeah, no, here's the rent I pay. What? And then all that other stuff's just not in there.
But doesn't that seem easily trackable? Oh, he's got these endorsements with team partners.
Right.
That we already have the team. And so it feels like, if Silver called up and said, hey, did the owner call you and say that you need to do this for them so they can pay extra? No, the owner never called me to set this up.
So I don't know what department is in charge of that, right? We know all of these league employees and the things they do. I don't know if they have like their own specific, I don't know, like fraud division, right, or salary cap, ooh, division. They probably do with former agents.
Like a doge? Or,
yeah.
If you will.
Yes. I'm not trying to piss anybody off today, but yes, if that helps.
Okay.
I don't know if they have those types of departments.
And so that's the... with this that's happening, I don't think this is going to... This is not going to affect Kawhi in any way.
I don't think so.
I think if I'm Ballmer, I'm more ticked off that this dude barely ever showed up after I got this extra $28 million for him. I'm more ticked off about it, but...
He had two no-show jobs.
This is, yeah, exactly. He didn't show up for the Clippers either. This isn't going to hurt his legacy at all. It's not going to, but I do wonder if A, it's going to hurt Ballmer's legacy, not necessarily legacy, but his working efforts. And also, is this going to open up another can of worms, or is Silver going to be like, nope, let's put the kibosh on this one as quickly as possible. We need to shut this.
We talked about this somewhat in the crosstalk. I don't think Silver has the stomach for that fight. I really don't. I think...
Well, I'm not saying he even wants to go after them. I agree with you. But I wonder if other people, like Pablo's like, you know what? Let me go see if there's another team out there that has one of these.
And so if that's the case, then... What do you do? I don't envision a world in which multiple owners are forced to sell their team at one time. Like, I just can't envision that. Are you going to drop an unbelievable penalty on them? Like, for the Clippers, for example, like, what would you say? You lose your next four first-round draft picks and the ability to trade a draft pick until 2035.
Right.
Like, something like that. And I don't know all the pending deals they have. But if you're like, you lose four picks and you can't trade a pick for 10 years, that's like what
that's
makes...
That's like death penalty for SMU.
Exactly. And then I think that would get everyone to fall in line really effing quick. But I also think you're about to see a whole lot of agents who are like, well, hold on just a minute.
For real.
Yeah. Why can we not do more of this?
Yeah. No. And no wonder if agents were already asking for stuff
probably,
like this in the first place.
Probably so.
Another guy who we all love and adore, Dirk Nowitzki. And
true.
The Dirk Nowitzki Foundation, they got some stuff coming up. And Dirk was talking a little bit. He was asked by the morning news, I believe. Yeah. He was having a conversation. And they said, hey, what is your advice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To Cooper Flagg. And I thought that his advice...
Don't get a chili bowl.
Don't get a chili bowl is always a good one. I learned that one the hard way.
Oh, do you have pictures of that?
Nope. But he said it was hard for me. My personality wasn't, hey, look at me. I'm the big speech guy. Follow me now. I had to grow into it, learn through some mistakes. But he goes through a long kind of conversation about, look, I had AC Green. He played with the Showtime Lakers. He was an ultimate pro. He played like 800 straight games. He had the longest Ironman streak. He was in fantastic shape. He was like 38, 39 years old. He looked fantastic. I watched him. How did he stretch? You know, what did he go through to get himself prepared for a game? His advice to Cooper Flagg, I think that'll be my advice. Learn as much as you can. Soak it all up and eventually use it and find your own routine. Find your way of leading. I don't think that there's one way to do it. I think a team can see through some stuff. I think this is not him or this is fake. You want to be as natural as possible and be yourself and find your own way of leading. So what he's saying is observe these guys. Take some of it in along the way and then become a leader. Do you feel like that with this team, he's expected to walk in and start leading or
no.
be a guy that's like running right along with them? I think that he's still going to be a young kid learning his way through life while also being a millionaire basketball player.
I just think because there's expectations already on this team of what they can do, even with the Kyrie injury, and because they have so many players who have been all NBA already, he's expected to continue the team's upward trajectory, or I guess restart it. Honestly, I don't think he's going to be expected to be a leader for at least a couple of years.
Okay.
At least that would be my guess. It's
so
not
in a couple of years, it'll be his team.
That's what I think, because if he was
he's okay with riding along.
Yes. Yeah. Because look, you look at last year.
He was being asked to take big shots and being asked not to get his teammates involved.
No, absolutely. Last year at Duke, you saw him. He knew when the time was to defer to some more of the tenured players that he was capable of doing that. If he was going to Washington and they're like, hey, we're just restarting, do what you want, that'd be a different deal. But like, there's still players on this team that were like, we were just in the NBA Finals the year before. So like, why don't you calm down for just a second? We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or do they believe in Sam Darnold? Plus, we will talk with FC Dallas keeper Martin Paz next right here on The Fan.
Play action. Darnold surveys, finds Addison in the end zone. He plucks it for six.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Asking the questions that matter. Like, when you think of Pottsboro, do you think of a whole bunch of pots filled with mud everywhere? Or do you think of somebody like right at the city line who's like, hey, brother, welcome.
If you're in Pottsboro right now, let us know. We appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. All right.
I had to go there to get my,
Your passport.
Passport.
So that's the whole reason this came up, because it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion? Let us know. In the 903, my buddy's flying out to Canada for a wedding, and that's all expenses paid. His flight is today. He didn't think to look for his passport until last night. It's nowhere to be found. What an idiot. I hope you're listening, Aaron.
Oh, gosh, Aaron.
He ain't going to the airport. You know what I'm saying? From the 817, my buddy is an idiot. He ditched the Cowboys for the Texans and is acting like he was never a Cowboys fan to begin with. It'd be better if C.J. Stroud would have continued his ascension last year. Then you could have been loud and proud with that. And you'd be like, nobody's stopping the Texans. But I can see how now you're like, we'll see.
I think, listen, I'm very, very serious about this. You can be a fan of whatever team you want to be.
Whoa.
You can change. You don't have to be stuck and chained to a team. It's your choice whether you do or not. Don't let people bully you into being like, oh.
And what if you were a fan of the German Olympic team at the 1936 Olympics? Jesse Owens said in your face.
Well, then, yeah, your team got destroyed, all right, by America. That being said, I've said this many times on the internet, because of the technology we have nowadays, you can be a fan of any team all like from day one. You don't have to be stricken to your city. I do like what Jerry says whenever he's like, look, it's my city against your city. It's a fun idea. It's right. A fun concept. And we saw it play out lots of times. Plano versus Allen. Plano yes. East versus Allen. We get to watch those things happen, and that's a lot of fun. But if you want to change and be a Texans fan, that's fine.
From the 682, my buddy's an idiot. He doesn't think Framber Valdez did that on purpose. Look, Jared Sandler disagrees with you, and I got the sense that Bruce Bochy disagrees with you as well, although for obvious reasons he can't say that. Is this person an idiot? They bet on the Seattle Seahawks to win the Super Bowl at 60-1.
Okay.
They bet on the Seahawks to win the NFC. That makes sense. And they bet on the Seahawks to make the playoffs. So I probably should have read that in a different order. Don't worry about that part. But they also bet $50,000 on each of these wagers. So they bet $150,000 with the hope that if the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, they are going to clear $4.5 million.
It just makes me sad
that somebody has that much money to do this.
I mean, can I just throw me that 50 grand? I'm not going to make that. You're not getting a return of $4.5 million off me.
And if the Seahawks only make the playoffs, but not the Super Bowl, this bettor is going to lose $57,500.
Really?
Yeah. Which that feels like a very likely outcome. I don't think Seattle's going to be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I often wonder like what the driving force is behind something like that. You believe your team so much. You just love the bet so much that you're willing to dump that kind of money. What is the driving force for it?
Boredom.
It's probably, I got this extra cat or family's life's on the line.
Oh, man.
They made some poor decisions, and all they have left is this $150,000, and they have to win.
Hold on.
So that their
wait
family
a second. No,
die.
No. I reject your premise now. I usually accept all premises, but you have $150,000. You're fine. You can figure out your life just fine.
You owe $4.5 million, though.
Then that's how those people all ended up on Squid Game. Like every single one of them.
That's $150,000 has to parlay into $4 million so you can pay off that debt, Kevin. Yeah. Otherwise, your family.
You want to quit the game? I really would, but I owe way more Juan than that. So we're going to have to keep playing. I cannot tell you, watching Squid Game, how many times I typed one of the numbers in Juan into Google to figure out how many dollars that was. A disproportionate. I should have just written out a chart or something, but I did not. Now, this one hurts. Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
Is Joe Montana an idiot?
For the Dwight Clark throw?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was asked for his Mount Rushmore of current quarterbacks. This is what he said. Also, I'm really curious if he knows some of these players' names. I think I'm taking the guy in Buffalo
for
his Mount Rushmore of current quarterbacks.
The guy in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what he said.
All right.
Obviously, Joe Burrow. Believe it or not, I like the guy with the Chargers, Justin Herbert.
Okay.
He's like, there's three right there. I also like the guy in Philly. So his choices are Josh Allen, who maybe he knows his name, maybe he doesn't. Jalen Hurts, maybe he knows the name, maybe he doesn't. Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert. Is Joe Montana an idiot for maybe only knowing two of his four Mount Rushmore names, but also not picking Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes? That's tough.
Well, he can't pick Patrick Mahomes because he was once a Chief also.
What?
And that Chief has done things that he never did. So, as a Chief, if you will. So he can't pick him. As far as Lamar Jackson, yeah, I could see that. He may not have watched Lamar Jackson's season. Listen, Lamar Jackson's season last year. Lamar Jackson's season last year was the way a quarterback should play.
That's a good point.
It was the ultimate, this is how a quarterback should play. So I loved what Lamar Jackson did last year.
Corey, can I tell you something that is not an idiot? Cowboys practice report. Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Guyton, Brevin Spanford. They all were listed as full. And when it says game status, there's nothing there. There's no questionable. There's no probable. There's nothing. That should mean, in theory, they are good to go.
Let's just go ahead and skip to the victory party on Friday, baby.
Cowboys by 14.
Yeah, let's get to the victory party.
I'm just kidding, but that actually,
Uncle Julio's, that's where we're going to be on Friday. Tomorrow night, Bearded Monkey. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be at Uncle Julio's.
If the Cowboys win, I will 100% at Uncle Julio's buy a chocolate pinata for folks who are there.
$4.5 million worth of chocolate pinatas?
Probably not that. That's not my bet on the Seahawks. It would never be. And then Perrion Winfrey is out, but that's great news.
Yeah, and Mickey had kind of alluded to that a little bit yesterday, too. I'm curious about the Joe Montana thing real quick. This is great news to hear about all those players. I don't think Guyton's going to play much.
I get you there.
Just because conditioning-wise, it's late July whenever he was.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
His last scene, actually, you know, doing his work. So I think it's going to be a little bit of time. Do we just automatically assume that these NFL, former NFL players are keeping up with the game the way that we do?
That's a great point. That is a great point.
We're going to have Tony Casillas on tomorrow. I know that dude watches. He loves this game.
He does.
He really loves this game still. And I do wonder if Joe Montana's like, no, the game's on, but I got a lot of people want to talk to me. And so
I could see that.
But I do feel like he should know Josh Allen's name.
It's probably a full time. Yeah. Or Patrick Mahomes. He didn't make it.
The guy in Philadelphia.
It's probably a full time job being Joe Montana. I get that. All right. Are the New York Giants an idiot? This is probably unfair. They didn't make the number. They have a predicted win total of 5.5 at BetMGM. Only the Browns and the Saints are lower at 4.5. That is the lowest win total projected for the Giants since 1989, which is as far back as the database for sports win totals prior to the season goes.
Dang.
So this is the worst they've predicted to ever be. Well, since 89, and we started keeping these stats. Well,
Kevin, let's do this real quick. All right?
Idiots. I guess.
Giants, opener, Washington.
Loss.
Cowboys next on the
road. Loss.
All right, that's two on the road, by the way. Chiefs at home. That's
loss. Okay.
Chargers at home.
I mean, they got one of them Mount Rushmore. That's a loss.
The Saints.
Oh, they'll win that game.
Eagles at home.
Loss.
Broncos on the road.
Loss.
Eagles.
Loss.
Niners.
Loss.
Bears at Chicago.
Loss.
Packers.
Oh, my God. They're not going to get to 5.5.
Lions.
Loss.
Patriots.
They're going to win. Oh, Patriots could be better. They might win that game.
All
right.
That's
two.
Commanders at home.
Loss.
Vikings at home.
Loss.
Raiders on the road.
Win.
And then Cowboys.
Loss. They're going to win like three or four games.
We have three games.
All right. Well, then they are idiots. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, let's bring to you FC Dallas keeper and football and NFL super fan. It is Martin Poss. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Now, I know we should be talking about FC Dallas, and we will, but how pumped are you for the start of the NFL season?
Super pumped. I think, right now it's an amazing time always when the fall comes. And especially now with the first matchup being the Cowboys against the Eagles, that's going to be very exciting. And it's what we've been waiting for, like for 5-6 months, I think. So super excited for that.
How did you feel about the Micah Parsons trade?
Well, I've had mixed feelings, of course, but I saw a really good reaction from Skip Bayless. He was sitting at the Gilbert Arenas podcast. And I think what he break down, I kind of agree with that. I think, I think the presence of a veteran with Kenny Clark and then some future picks and then not spending a fourth of your salary cap on a defensive guy who is of course a superstar, but I think in terms of like locker room presence, what came out after, there were some doubts about that. So I think in terms of like building a winning team, I think it could be a good sign for the future.
Do you think you're the first person in the last 5 years or so to say that's a good sports point by Skip Bayless?
Yeah, you know, normally I just watched the documentary and he was he was there a lot, but normally he had some weird takes. But I have to say right now, I think he hit the point. That sounded quite right for me.
What are your expectations for the Cowboys this season then? How are we feeling?
Yeah, I think this year for me, the expectations aren't that high. I think it was great to get another receiver that has some really good potential in Pickens. But of course, I think it's going to be a difficult season, I think. I just saw a prediction of John Gruden, who I also love to listen about on NFL stuff. And especially in this matchup against the Eagles, I think it's going to be very tough. But we will see. As long as Dak's healthy, I think we always have a good shot. If he can replicate those 2023 numbers, then we will always be in the game.
I was watching my kids practice football the other day, and the coach was going, "Oh, this is perfect football weather." It started making me think, "What's perfect soccer weather? Is it you like hot weather? Do you like it when it's cold, or what is it for you?"
For me, like 60s, 70s, with a small breeze, a little bit of sun, but not Texas heat. I think that's for me perfect. My father always told me when I was younger that the rain gives you energy, and I'm a big believer in that too. And for me, like if it's a little bit wet, I slide a little bit more with diving balls. Of course, the balls also come a little bit faster.
Yeah,
but that's what I really like.
Do you think it's silly that we use Fahrenheit and we should just fall in line with most of the rest of the world with the way we do temperature?
Yeah, maybe. There's this big skit from Nate Bargatze.
Yes, know, yes. Yes.
I think it kind of hit a good point of that it's a little bit weird. But I'm flexible. Living here now for almost 4 years, I'm flexible with using both terms.
I just got a chance to go to Germany, and they were like, "Oh, how hot was it?" And they wanted me to tell them, obviously, not in Fahrenheit. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I don't know. I only know our backwards way of doing temperature."
That makes sense.
all right, so can you tell us about where you are in the recovery process, but then also your FC Dallas radio debut?
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, I'm now almost 3.5 weeks or 4 weeks in from having my injury. It's going slowly but surely in the right way. I think with me having a hamstring injury, you also have to be very careful with it. But I'm happy to say that this week was the first week that I could jog a little bit outside and consume some oxygen. So I was happy with that. And being closer to the guys who are actually practicing on the field, that was a great feeling. And then, in the radio booth, it was exciting. Of course, sitting next to a legend like Steve Davis and Ryan, who is really talented in what he does. I had a lot of, a lot of respect for how they are broadcasting every of our games. And for me, it was a unique perspective to see it from up high there and mingle with them about football.
Did you go back and rewatch how you did, kind of like game film, and grade yourself?
Yeah, like we almost like a Tom Brady perspective on it. No, but I think I just wanted to do it my way. And I think if you do it your own way and be yourself, I think that's the best way to do that stuff.
If there was a mistake at all, would you point at your fellow broadcasters like you would if a goal got given up?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, because I'm very protective over my teammates. I'm the captain too, so I'll always be very captain protective. And I think I know how hard work they put in, so I will always protect my guys.
On a more serious note then, is there anything when you watch the game from, obviously you just talked about being hurt, is there anything that you've learned differently or seen differently over these last few weeks that you're like, that's a different perspective watching it from up here or watching it from the sidelines as opposed to obviously being in the goal?
Well, it's always a different perspective. I think I'm a lot more nervous being in the stands than actually playing, because you don't have any control over the game. So that's something you have to get used to for sure. And then, I think it's been it's been a nice perspective to be with the fans, to travel to Austin, to be with the team, to sit with some fans there too, and just talk about the game. And of course, I've been there for 4 years. So yeah, I've seen some familiar faces there on the stands too. But yeah, I would say there's more nerves and more excitement because you don't have any control over the game. And then, luckily my fellow goalkeeper, Emma Collodi, is doing a very, very good job. So, I'm just helping him, supporting him. And, that's the only thing I can do.
Do you think we'll see you back in the net before the month's out?
We will see. I think what I already said with hamstrings, you want to be very careful. And I'm slowly taking it day by day. Right now, I'm taking right steps. And I think, for me, hamstring injuries are physical injuries, but then after a while, it becomes also a little bit mental because you want to trust your body fully. So I'm taking it day by day, week by week. And I think, my aim is definitely to be back the end of the month or early next month. So that's the goal.
Well, we always love having you on and appreciate the football and football breakdown, the double football breakdown right there. Appreciate your time very much, good sir.
Yeah, thank you for your time and have a great day. And let's hope the boys will get it tomorrow.
There you go. Martin Paws right here on 105.3 The Fan. FC Dallas back in action this weekend against St. Louis. And then the next weekend, the 13th, they will host Austin. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, since we're going to lead into baseball, why don't we do a proper baseball nugget right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Swings and it's a little pop to short center field. This could be trouble. Diving for the ball and coming up short is Alexander. Around third and heading home is Freeman. Here's the throw. It's high. Freeman slides in safely and all the way to third base goes Osuna.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan will lead you into Rangers Diamondbacks. Got time for some quick baseball nuggets brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. And we start with Jim Bowden being a hater. The man who tried to destroy Mike Bassick's career, put out his prospect rankings. He has Sebastian Walcott at 15th.
Really?
What the hell, Corey?
I think one of the big factors with Sebastian,
be mad along with me.
I'm furious about this, and I can't believe it, and I'm furious again.
I like that. Is that better? Thank you very much. All right. Shohei Ohtani. Did you see Shohei Ohtani, his 100th career home run, his 100th home run with the Dodgers? That's better. He had an exit velocity of 120 miles per hour.
I believe Cody Freeman's hit that wasn't a hit was a hit 120 miles an hour also. It was somebody last night hit one 119.6. And Jared was like, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. And then, it was Ketel Marte hit a line drive.
Of course it was.
And he was like, I don't think I've seen anybody do that before. And he goes, by the way, everybody's texting me and telling me Shohei Ohtani just hit a home run 120 miles an hour.
And that was the hardest hit ball the Dodgers have ever had in the StatCast era. So I'm not saying of all teams, but he continues to be absolutely incredible.
Are juiced.
Let's talk about the Diamondbacks. Lourdes Gurriel, if you go back to not yesterday, but I believe it was the day before, it turns out he actually did tear his ACL on that weird play. And now not only will he miss the rest of this year, he's going to miss a big chunk of next year. I would assume then that he would opt in to his 2026 player option for $13 million since he'll probably be out a good chunk of the season.
Yeah, that's a smart way to take advantage of that.
I mean, I guess so. And now you talked about this, so I decided to just look up what one computer said. The strength of schedule the rest of the way. The Rangers have a 507 win percentage going against them the rest of the way.
The middle of the pack-ish, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And the worst among the teams that we care about is the Mariners at 494. And the best is the Astros at 510. So point being, it's not crazy different. It's definitely an easier schedule down the stretch for the Mariners than the Rangers. But the Rangers have an easier schedule than the Astros by a little
bit. Yeah, and it's the Mariners.
Look,
you just have to. I've been going off what you've been saying.
And don't you kind of think it's going to happen?
Yeah. I mean, their history proves it.
Yeah.
Their history tells us what they're going to do.
And maybe if they get it done, I would say good for them. But obviously, I don't mean that. And no true Rangers fan does mean that. All right, Corey, are the Rangers going to win today?
They are winning today. Jack Leiter is going to have, he's going to pitch 7 shutout innings.
Woo! Okay.
Starting with the first inning.
I like it. Rangers, Diamondbacks. Well, that makes sense. 2:40 first pitch, pregame coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow, full show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cowboys, Eagles will be leading into it right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.